Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place and Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful to be with you again on this Sunday morning with a word of empowerment. I'm sure, and maybe you're not aware, but among the many different things that are made awareness is brought to you during the month of October. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is pretty close to my heart, as I was a victim of domestic violence. It's hard for me. Not hard for me to deal with because I'm grateful to be an overcomer, but it's challenging for me to see men, women, and children, women especially, going through abuse and feeling as though they have to stay in the situation because they won't be able to make it without that other person. This morning, we're just going to take a few minutes to encourage you that you can make it. And better than you can make it, you have to. You have to. So, Father, we're just thankful to be with each listener this morning. We're thankful for what you've spoken and what you will speak to our audience today to encourage and empower those that may be dealing with domestic violence, intimate partner violence, that they can make it. They can make the change necessary to live. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. So Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 reads this way. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, I know for somebody who's actually in the midst of this right now, you're probably saying, yeah, right. That sounds really good, lady, but yeah, he's with me. If he was with me, then why am I going through this? Why am I being subjected to beatings? Why am I, you know, why am I feeling like I'm imprisoned and can't do anything about it? Why? If he's not with me, what is going on? Well, we want to empower you this morning. I want to share with you that one of the biggest reasons we hear from women specifically who are in relationships and are being abused, one of the main things they tell you is, I don't know what I'm going to do without his help, the bills, and, you know, it's good to have a man around, and we're good intimately. It's just that when he gets angry, you know, it's then that I face the beating and the abuse. But, I mean, he's not always like that. I mean, what am I going to do? I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself. I don't think I can do it. And I've got these children. And if he's gone, then how am I going to be able to provide for them? What can I do? What am I going to do without him? I've heard it too many times. I probably sang that same song when I was in an abusive situation. I probably sang that same song until that night that my husband hit me for piercing my daughter's ears for her birthday. Imagine that. Nothing major, something we had talked about, but because he wasn't there to see it take place, it became a pivotal point where he felt like he could knock me upside my head. It was at that point that, although I had some reservation about stepping away, I had some issue with what was I going to do. I'd never told anybody the truth about what I was facing at home. I was fearful. I was terrified of having to raise my child alone. I was terrified about telling people the truth that this man that everybody thought was wonderful actually beats me and abuses me. I was challenged with this, but when I took time to realize that my life had worth, and not only did my life have worth, but what I was willing to subject my baby to was important, and I did not and was not going to allow her to be brought up in a home where this was normal, quote-unquote, behavior. I took a step. I left. My mistake in leaving was I left and didn't go to a safe haven. I left and went to my family. Mistake for me. I went to them expecting, hoping that they would embrace me and protect me in this situation, but what I got was shade thrown at me. Oh, but he's this and he's that and he's this and he's that, and oh, I don't believe you, and he said he's sorry and you need to go back. I need to go back into a place where somebody put their hands on me. I need to go back to the place where I was beat because you think he's nice. Huh. Imagine that. Here I am fleeing for my life and the very ones that I hoped would aid me and flee for my life wanted to send me back into the lion's den so that I could be devoured. There is help. There is help for those who have been abused or are being abused. There's the right help. Now, again, the scripture says, don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He never leaves or forsakes you. So I got to let you know that this word stands true. After being rejected by family, because then I didn't know that there were hotlines. I didn't know that there were safe havens. I didn't know that there was a place that I could go with my child and feel secure and protected. I didn't know those things. So at that point, all I had that I knew of was the arms of the Lord, that I would have to go into the arms of the Lord to be protected, to be safe. And I did. My journey in leaving this abusive relationship was a costly one. I left this man that was abusing me, but yet I go then into a court system that was another challenge. But guess what, listeners? I endured that challenge too, because I found strength within. After leaning and depending on God, allowing him to ease my pain, allowing him to reveal truth to me that I didn't want to see, that was very prevalent But I didn't want to see what was taking place. I ignored the signs. But I walked away. Yeah, I was a little crazy. I thought maybe I was wrong. I'll try it again. We do that often. We try to make it work. And that wasn't the answer. The situation just got worse. So what are you saying this morning, Valerie? What I'm saying this morning is to everyone listening, you can make it. Wherever you are right now, whatever your situation is right now, there is someone waiting to help you. Someone waiting to help you take that step away from this situation, this life that has imprisoned you, where you're not able to live without looking over your shoulder, that you go around with your head down. You know, you can't rest at night for the fear of what that partner may do to you or to your children. But God wants you to know that He is with you and He will be with you to strengthen you as you step away. As I stated to you, I didn't know anything about the hotlines then, but I do now. There is a National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. Again, 1-800-799-7233. That's a National Domestic Violence Hotline. They want to help you. Help you. And in your journey, in your process of getting help, God wants you to know that He is also with you. This is going to be a time where you can't fix everything. You're not going to have all the answers in the beginning. But He's going to be right there with you. Those that are trained to provide the support that you need are available. But you've got to know your worth. Know your worth to the extent that you know you're worth more. You deserve better. Just because you saw mama go through it or daddy go through it or whoever go through it doesn't mean that you have to go through it as well. You can get out of this situation, my friend, but it all depends upon you. You are the key to your own empowerment, and it's our prayer today that you take that step. Again, there is a National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. Call this number, regardless of where you are in the United States. Call this number. Get the information and resources that you need to be free. Trust yourself. Trust God. Don't trust yourself. Trust God that He will take care of you and even your children. But you've got to be free. You've got to be strong enough within to know that I'm worth it, and yes, I can make it. Father, I ask that you would protect those who may be dealing with domestic violence situations. Protect them and strengthen them. Empower them now to move forward and be healed. We thank you so much for joining us. I pray that something has been said to encourage your life, to know that you are empowered. We say God bless you until next time.